morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Of course, you probably know that. If you're new, greetings. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com is all the great products that support us. And we've got some fantastic specials, especially on Oreganol. If you do not have Oreganol, with everything that's going on with the quote-unquote measles outbreak, with the drug-resistant viruses and bacteria that are out there, the question I have to you is, why not? Give them a call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Please buy from the good guys. That supports us. We don't get checks from George Soros. We get them from you. So thank you very much. We got a great broadcast today. Joel Skousen will be here in the second hour. WorldAffairsBrief.com, of course, is his great site, his information. We're going to be talking about Venezuela. It's turning into Mad Max down there, among other things, the abortion issue, the vaccine issue, many things. But joining us now is a longtime guest of the Power Hour. I've never interviewed him. Joyce interviewed him several times. Howard Strauss. If the name doesn't sound familiar, he's a son of Charlotte Gerson, who, as you know, the Gerson Method, Gerson Institute, what have you, her famous books. Howard's website, MaxGersonFoundation.org, which is his grandfather. We'll get to that story. And GersonMedia.com, GersonMedia.com. He basically learned at the feet of these giants in terms of natural healing in the human existence, health, which is what we want. We're so glad to welcome him. Howard Strauss, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
Now, the audience, please straighten it out for them. Your mother was Charlotte Gerson. Explain that and what, you know, she passed away recently and what you're doing now in the Max Gerson Foundation. Just explain that.
I shall. My mother was Charlotte Gerson. She was a daughter of great Dr. Max Gerson, developed the holistic therapy that's so famous around the world now. She learned, and basically as a child, she learned and was assistant to Dr. Gerson. And then, so she expired February 10th this year. That's only a month or so ago, at age 97. And now it's up to my sister and myself to carry on that legacy of Dr. Gerson. Dr. Gerson was called the greatest medical genius ever by the Nobel laureate Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer was Gerson's friend, lifelong friend, and his patient. Schweitzer was cured of age-onset diabetes, his wife of lung tuberculosis, and his daughter of something nobody even had a name for, much less an etiology. He cured them. So we get to carry on that legacy. Dr. Gerson was curing cancer already back almost a century ago. Just about a century ago was his first cancer cure. And we have been doing it ever since. Advanced cancer, as well as let's say 99% of all chronic illnesses, including heart disease and MS and fibromyalgia and diabetes and migraine and on. So almost all disease and repair and reverse and, of course, prevented by the Gerson therapy.
Are you on a cell phone or a landline? It keeps cutting in and out. Todd, is that my end?
No,
or is that his end?
I have a headset. Maybe this will. How's that? Is that a little better?
Yeah, so maybe there's a loose wire or something because it just cuts in and out just a little bit. But very good. Very good introduction. You used a word there that's become a dirty word around the country. That's cure. You talked about curing cancer. Your grandfather cured cancer. And the AMA, the medical industry, they don't really like that word. How has that been?
Well, they have arrogated that word to themselves, although the furthest thing in their mind is the furthest thing in their aim is to cure the disease itself. But they will go after us hammer and tong if we use the word itself, because they say, okay, everybody knows that there's no cure for cancer. Therefore, if you use the word, it is false advertising. So that's their line. But it starts out with a false premise that everybody knows there is no cure for cancer, which is a false premise. So that's completely nonsense. I have to use the word heal or reverse or repair or whatever if I speak publicly about it, because otherwise they'll be all over me like a cheap shirt. So the word cure is very loaded in this case. The thing is that if you know how to cure cancer, if you really know how to cure cancer, then you must understand the cause of it. Because without understanding the cause, how could you possibly cure it? And they claim not to know the cause. They claim, you know, they wave their hands and they say, well, this causes cancer, that causes cancer, and blah, blah, blah. Stay away from aspartame or processed meat, things like that. But in fact, cancer is a lifestyle disease, which means, and all other chronic illnesses are as well, which means that in order to repair, reverse, or prevent these illnesses, and yes, they can be prevented, you must change the lifestyle. Don't give them an extra poison or an extra drug or cut off a piece of their body. That's not going to help anything. It's a lifestyle disease, and in order to reverse it, you must change your lifestyle. That's the bottom line.
Okay, you use the word lifestyle. You know, what does that mean? I described it.
Lifestyle basically is how you conduct your life. So when you get up in the morning, what do you have for breakfast? You know, if you have animal protein, the World Health Organization has declared animal protein a class 2 carcinogen. Which means that, and processed animal protein like bacon or ham or sandwich meat or hot dogs or things like that, that is a class 1 carcinogen. You understand the word carcinogen?
Yes.
It means causes cancer, right? So class 2 carcinogen, according to the WHO, World Health Organization, is something that probably will cause cancer. Whereas a class 1 carcinogen, which is what processed animal protein is, will cause cancer. Well, so we're talking about eggs being animal protein. That's a carcinogen. We're talking about bacon, which is a class 1 carcinogen, will cause cancer. And that's just before you get started with your day. So right off... You know, and by the way, a class 1 carcinogen, like bacon, like ham, like hot dogs, puts it on a par with tobacco and asbestos. So that's what you're feeding yourself and your kids for breakfast, right? But tobacco and asbestos. So the question is, you know, that's where you start. That's where you start, and you continue during the day to have animal protein. You know, have a burger for lunch. You have salt. You have fries. Things like that. All of which are either carcinogenic or certainly not helpful to your nutrition. So nutrition basically is everything you put in your mouth, or. Your environment is everything you breathe, everything you drink, what kind of pesticides you use on your lawn. Your lifestyle is everything you do between the time you get up and the time you go to sleep. Is all the decisions you make.
Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us about the the Gerson method, and your mother was involved with the Gerson Institute. I don't know. She retired at some point. I don't know when that was.
My mother founded the Gerson Institute.
Okay, and when did she retire? I don't know.
She retired about 10 years ago.
Okay, and so tell me a typical, so if I went to the Gerson Institute for treatment or lifestyle adjustment, tell me how it would be different than the typical American. What would you do different there?
Highly different, and that's the difficulty, is trying to convince somebody to change the way that they live. Basically, every particular has to be changed, and most people are not willing to do that, even when the knife is at their throat. That's a quote from Dr. Gerson.
Let's pause right there, Howard. Why is it people are about to die or whatever? Because of cancer, yeah. Stage 4 cancer, whatever, and they see here's an avenue, and they say, no, forget it, I'll just die? Is that what they say?
No, they say, I'll go to a doctor, and he'll know what to do, because doctors understand cancer, and you, what are you? Well, you're just some, I've looked it up on the internet, and they claim you're quacks. Okay, why should I listen to you? Right.
How do they get to the point where they're even talking to you if they haven't, you know what I mean? How do they even get there?
Right. Well, we have four documentaries that are out there on YouTube that have been seen by millions and millions of people now. We have hundreds of thousands of patients who have been cured by the Gerson therapy, who have had their cancer or some other dread disease reversed, and so they're going to hear about it from somewhere. They go to a health food store and they say, "Can you give me a clue as to what I can do here?" And somebody's going to say, "You ought to check out the Gerson therapy." There have been papers actually published against all of the efforts of the AMA and the FDA and the CDC and the NIH and all of those people, and the tremendous political power that trillions of dollars of revenue from the pharmaceutical companies have been able to finance, propaganda, advertising. You hear about things all over the place every day, but occasionally, just occasionally, something's going to creep through to somebody, and they're going to say, you ought to look into the Gerson therapy. And then they hit the internet, and they do some research, and if they're not put off by all of the negative propaganda by our medical industry, and that's what it is. It's an industry. It's not a calling. It is not a healing. It's an industry that is possibly the most profitable industry on the planet. On the planet, we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars of revenue annually. You think they want to lose even 1% of that? No, they don't want to lose 1% of that. That's 1% of $1 trillion is already $10 billion, right?
So they have stockholders. Yeah, they have stockholders. They don't swear a Hippocratic oath. They swear a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders. Let's go back to the Gerson Institute. So if I went there, in my typical
first of all,
American
the Gerson Institute does not. The Gerson Institute is not a clinic. Okay, Gerson Institute is an organization that promotes and educates about the Gerson therapy.
Therapy.
They're in San Diego.
So tell me.
Okay. And the Gerson Clinic is in Mexico. It has to be. You're not allowed to cure anything in the United States. If you try and cure something, you will be attacked heavily. So in Mexico, the Gerson Clinic, if you go to the Gerson Clinic for some dread disease, okay, you will get the Gerson therapy. So the Gerson therapy I can state it very, very simply, but the implementation of it is a little bit more difficult. It's an organic, salt-free, fat-free, vegan, a nutritional program, plus detoxification and nutritional supplementation with substances that are not artificial. They should be in the human body to begin with, And so they're not inimical to the human body like pharmaceuticals are. Therefore, we use no pharmaceuticals. We don't use x-rays or surgery or pharmaceuticals. We use nutrition and detoxification as our means of clearing the body and making it inhospitable for cancer. And once you do that, when the body is inhospitable to cancer, the cancer can't form, it can't thrive. It actually just dies. And so then the problem is getting rid of the dead material, because that's another problem. Once, you know, supposing you can kill a tumor, and the body can, of course, supposing you can kill a tumor, then you have all of this necrotic material, this big lump of dead stuff, dead tumor stuff, that's sitting there poisoning you until you can get rid of it. And we know how to do that as well. So that's what we do.
Talk about your mother retiring, stepping away, excuse me, and kind of how the Gerson Institute that had been formed or your mother was involved with, how it changed, and now you're doing something different. Please explain that a little bit.
Right. Well, my mother was quite a charismatic speaker, and you've heard her. You've heard her
yes.
on the internet. You've had her on the program. So she lectured all over the country and even all over the world, mostly in Western Europe and the United States and Canada, to further the Gerson therapy. And she did a fabulous job of it. And she made documentaries, and she spoke on the radio. She spoke during the last 10 years of her activity at the Gerson Institute. She was the grande dame of alternative medicine. Anybody who wanted to make a credible documentary about alternative medicine had to have a segment on Charlotte Gerson. I mean, otherwise it was not complete. So she was pretty much the charismatic and publicity arm of the institute itself, and that's where they got a lot of their clients. When she retired, they lacked that. They lacked that, and I was publishing her books and her DVDs and her booklets and getting them out on the internet. And the institute was kind of at loose ends. They didn't have anybody who really took over and ran a tight ship like she did. She also would make rounds down at the clinic down in Tijuana, Mexico, where the patients were, and she would make weekly rounds, educating the patients, consulting with the physicians on difficult cases, encouraging the patients, having lunch, supervising the kitchen, and then she would also give lectures after lunch, as my grandfather used to do back in the day, where she would give a couple of vignettes of some words of wisdom about the therapy and why we do things the way we do, and then she would call up a few of the patients there to tell their story, and it was very very inspiring. And when she retired, there was really nobody to take her place, and it kind of drifted a little bit. And you know, like every doctor who took up the therapy always had their ideas of how they could make it better or how they could change it or whatever. But the problem is, any time someone tried to change it, they did not make it better; they made it worse. So everybody with better ideas of how to make it better and how to improve it and so forth did it out of their skull rather than out of clinical practice and observation like Dr. Gerson did. Dr. Gerson was very pragmatic, scientist. He was an empiricist. He tried something, and if it worked, he used it. And if it didn't work, he put it aside and tried to figure out why it did not work, and so forth. That's how he developed the therapy. But doctors who were not under Charlotte's supervision, my mother's supervision, week in and week out, and they'd make a little change here, a little change there, and pretty soon, I would hesitate to call it the Gerson therapy. It was somebody else's therapy.
What was it like being the son of Charlotte? Being around her, I'm sure she had to say things to you. Is there things that you remember that would be our audience may find very interesting, or stories that you have?
Well, I'll tell you, my impression of Charlotte Gerson was that she's somewhere between June Cleaver, you know, the ultimate caring mom, and Ralph Nader, which was, you know, this will kill you, that'll kill you, this will kill you, you know. So, but she wasn't the spokesman for the Gerson Institute for Gerson Therapy for the time, most of the time I was growing up. That was, my grandfather was still alive.
Yes.
So she learned from him, and when he was, in the end, I think he was murdered by the medical industry. When he was no longer there, and she had 3,000 of his books in her warehouse. She had to do something to sell those books. So she started to lecture, and eventually somebody said, well, we'll provide the financing and the physical facility. If you'll start treating people. And so she did, and then it evolved into a clinic in California. They shut her down, and she had to go to Mexico. And so she grew into... Simply by default, she grew into the grand dame of alternative medicine, because she had the fire, she had the knowledge, and she had the insight to be able to cure stuff, to help people with their dread diseases. And so the demand was there. So that meant that I was always sharing her with the rest of the world, which was terrific.
Hold that thought, Howard. There's the music.
Yes.
We have a break. On the other side, we'll get into this much more. Very deep, very interesting. Salt, I got to ask you about salt on the other side. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, Joe Scouser, sure.
Coming up later, too. PowerHour.com. Max Gerson Foundation, G-E-R-S-O-N, like person with a G.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are talking to Howard Strauss, who is the son of Charlotte Gerson, the grandson of Max. MaxGersonFoundation.org. I was trying to give that email or website before the break. MaxGersonFoundation.org and GersonMedia.com is where you get all the books and those kind of things. I'd like to remind you before we get back to Howard about the Power Mall. That's how we're funded, the Power Mall. I asked the question at the beginning of the show. With everything that's going on, with the measles, the God only knows what's going on with the immigrants coming in, how in the world do you not have oregano in your house? I'm not going to browbeat you, but how do you not? You have to. I think it's just absolutely essential that the black seed oil, the bone active caps, the Orega Max, the Orega spray, the Purely C, a real source of vitamin C, and the Purely C bulk powder. Please take advantage of those over at the Power Mall. Of course, Numana Food is also storable food, is on sale at the Power Mall, and all the other great things, REM Sleep, the Strauss Heart Drops, and the like. You know the products. You've used them for years, and it's changed many, many lives. So thank you so much. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Also, anytime, you know, we're on a new network here, write down this number so you have it, 844-769-2944, 844 769-2944. That's to call in live, to ask a question, to talk. You don't have to, don't wait for an invitation. Please just call if you have questions like Howard. Just be respectful of the guests. If we have a guest like Howard on, you know, have a question specifically for him or at least associated with whatever he's talking, him or her is talking about. So, that's what we'll do. So 844-769-2944. Getting back to Howard. You mentioned salt. Why, not all salts are the same. Potassium chloride is not the same as Himalayan sea salt, dug from, seabeds. You know, there's different types of salt. Explain this, no salt situation.
it stems not from the it was any combination of an acid with some other substance is called a salt. So that's a rather broad classification. What we're talking about when I say salt-free diet, I'm talking about table salt. Okay.
Yes.
That's sodium chloride.
Yes.
But that stems from the problem not being with table salt, but being with sodium. The problem is with sodium. Cancer loves sodium. And so in order to prevent or recover from cancer, the one thing you absolutely have to do is to remove sodium from your environment. And that includes anything with the word with the letters SOD in it, like soda, or sodium bicarbonate, or sodium anything, sodium, monosodium glutamate. All of these have sodium in them, and most prepared foods also have sodium in them. So get rid of the sodium, and the first and biggest source of sodium that we get is table salt. Because
what about baking soda? I know people take baking soda to help their stomach to get oxygen into their body.
Yes, baking soda is bicarbonate of soda, right? Which is sodium bicarbonate, which is, it's a source of sodium. And so it encourages and accelerates cancer. It just, cancer loves sodium. Well, what can I say? Sodium. If you look at the book by Dixon and Webb called Enzymes, Dixon and Webb identify sodium as an enzyme inhibitor. In other words, it gets in the way of enzymatic action. Now consider that our body, every action in our body is moderated by and enabled by enzymes, every single one. And what you're doing with sodium is you're getting in their way. You're getting in the enzymes' way. You're deactivating them. Its opposite is potassium, which is an enzyme enhancer. It's an enzyme promoter. So the potassium-sodium balance is very, very important. Now, there's potassium in every green thing growing on Earth. So there's lots and lots of potassium in growing things, but there's not much sodium. So our bodies know that they need some sodium for the electrical potential for the chemical processes. Some sodium, but very small amounts. And so they hang on to what they.
Let me move on to, I mean to cut off your point. Finish your point, and then I want to get it to the detox. So go ahead, finish that.
Okay. Point. Yeah. So your body hangs on to the sodium, and since there's so much potassium around, it allows some potassium to leach away, knowing that you'll replace it. But we have flipped that on its head with processed food and with cooked food and so forth, fast food. We get lots and lots of sodium. And not much potassium. Our body hangs on to the sodium and leaches away the potassium, and so we're hanging on to the enzyme inhibitor, another word for which is a poison.
Hmm. You mentioned earlier about detoxing necrotic material. How do you do that?
Well, over the years, we have managed to ingest a lot of toxic material through the processed foods and chemicals and pollution and so forth that we get, and our body we have overwhelmed our body's natural defenses on how to get rid of that, and so we get these diseases. What we have to do is we have to flush that material out of our liver, which is a big filter for our body, like your automobile oil filter. When your automobile oil filter gets clogged up, you've got to change it, right? We can't change our liver. We have to flush our liver. And the only way to do that we know the most effective way, is a coffee enema. I know it sounds weird, but that's the most powerful detox we know. And if we knew a better one, we'd use it because it is so powerful.
What about colonics? I know some colonics use coffee enemas also, but colonics in general.
Colonics are very different from a coffee enema. A coffee enema is only the coffee only gets into your descending colon and maybe makes the turn into your transverse colon at the splenic flexure, but a colonic forces water or some fluid up all the way into the transverse and even into the ascending colon and flushes out the entire large colon. The problem with that is that there's still a lot of good material. There's undigested nutrients. There's your natural flora in the intestinal tract. And if you flush that completely out, then you have to reestablish all of that for your body to function properly. But we just use the ascending, the descending colon to absorb the coffee enema, and to absorb the caffeine and take it right to the liver, where it forces the liver to let go of all that crud and flush it into the intestines, and then eliminate it right away.
For the average person, how often would they do a coffee enema? Like if they're, you know, not in a cancerous situation, but just the average person trying to detox, what would you recommend?
Well, I would recommend at least one every other day. And more if they want, because they will discover how good it makes them feel, how it relieves pain almost immediately, how it enables the production of energy in your body by getting the toxins out. I do it as a preventive measure every day. I do it every day.
Talk about the coffee then. What do you mean? What kind of coffee? Like real coffee or instant coffee? Explain that.
No, it has to be brewed in a very special way. It has to be brewed like cowboy coffee instead of drinking coffee, in order to get the potassium out of the coffee bean, very high potassium content, into the solution. It has to be organic coffee, because coffee otherwise is pretty heavily sprayed, and you'll get the pesticides along with it. So it has to be organically grown coffee, light roast, light to medium roast, and drip grind, and it has to be brewed by boiling the grounds in the water, in distilled water, because water is toxic. And nowadays too, water is completely polluted. So it has to be distilled water, and organic coffee, and then it gets
boiled for how long? How long would you boil?
Boiled for 3 minutes and simmered for 12 minutes, and then you filter out the grounds, and you've got solution. That's it.
Mm.
And then you allow that into your intestinal tract.
You need some kind of enema bag or something.
No, bag or bucket. You know, they sell them at the drugstore maybe for $10-$12. You know, the red bags that they use for hot water bottle.
Yeah, I know.
They put tubes on those things with a little valve, and you've got it.
Let me ask you about you know, your mother, especially. You had to listen to her, and just the amount of information from her, which I'm sure you could write volumes. But what was her general attitude, especially towards the end of her life, looking at the medical, just looking at America in general, Western medicine in general? What were her feelings about it?
Well, I think I probably inherited them. I can only speak for myself since she's passed away. I believe.
Well, you had to get a sense. You had to get a sense. I mean, you know it certainly better than I do. Well, you had to get a sense of her feelings. You had to tell them. Go ahead.
Right. We both believe that the American medical system is a vast, expensive genocidal fraud. Vast Ooh. Genocidal
wow.
fraud.
Tell us how
well,
you really
feel. Well, think about this. With billions upon billions of dollars of research that they've done and try and quote researching cancer and diabetes and heart disease and MS and things like that, how many actual dread diseases have been cured or eliminated in the last 25 years? Can you name them? Any? Exactly.
You know,
we've been curing these things for 100 years. How come they've never even looked at us?
What does it say about Americans that we we buy in? I mean, are we that naive? Is the system, why are we supporting? You know, I've asked, let me back up first. I've asked many doctors come on here asking the same question. I'll go ahead and ask you, what grade would you give the medical, whatever, the healthcare, quote unquote, system in America? What grade would you give it?
Well, we consistently have very poor results compared to even third world countries. I think we're like 26 or 27 on the list of our results. No, the only area in which we are number one in the world by a factor of two, in other words, twice as much, right, is in expense. We are twice as expensive and maybe 50% as good as the average medical system around the world. Where I would give it a D.
Wow. I know many people have said we're good at, you know, emergency things, car wrecks or whatever. We're pretty good. We're real good at that. Chronic other diseases, we're terrible. You know, most people.
No, we're not terrible. We're a complete failure. Because chronic, the word chronic means incurable, doesn't it? It means we don't
yeah,
have any answer.
Point.
You'll be taking this drug for the rest of your life. That's a failure. That's a failure. It's not just not doing very well. It's a complete failure.
All right,
and
let me turn the question. Go ahead. Well, let me turn the question I was going to ask before. I was going to ask you before is. Okay, use the word vast genocidal fraud, which is a pretty strong label.
Yes.
How in the world did we, I mean, are we that stupid? Are we that naive? Are we that programmed? How are we accepting this as normal? We don't know anything else. What? How is America accepting our own genocide?
Yeah, propaganda is very, very strong. We're talking about the most profitable industry on the planet is the pharmaceutical industry, and that was dominated by John D. Rockefeller. It was shaped by John D. Rockefeller, and John D. Rockefeller was known for dirty tricks. Every dirty trick in industry, John D. Rockefeller pioneered. So yeah, and he was also a pioneer in genocide, in eugenics. He had the world's leading eugenicist, Alexis Carrel, Nobel laureate, working in the Rockefeller Laboratory, Rockefeller Foundation Laboratories for decades. Okay, he even sucked Charles Lindbergh into working with him for a while. When Hitler put together his extermination machine, his extermination project, Rockefeller sent over a team of experts to help him. So Rockefeller, who shaped American medicine, was a eugenicist. He wanted population control. He wanted population reduction, and he worked. The Rockefeller Foundation worked for that for years. So that's how we did it with vast amounts of advertising money, but propaganda by the pharmaceutical industry.
How do you reach people and change that? I mean, from what I've seen, I know in my own personal life, the thing that changed me was a personal health crisis. I mean, other than a personal health crisis, how can people be reached? How have you seen an effective way to get people's mindset to at least open up to different possibilities?
Well, my mother's book, Healing the Gerson Way, my mother's book has been translated into 20 languages around the world. Her four documentaries that we put out and that are on YouTube, her four documentaries are all on the list by Food Matters of the ten best cancer documentaries of all time. All four of them are on that list. So we do it by media, we do it by books, we do it by translating books all over the world, and I have my own program called The Power of Natural Healing every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. So we do it. We have many different avenues, and we do what we can. So not only do we do it in the United States, but all over the world.
Well, tell us about the other world, because other country, you know, America is completely rejected. They ran your mother, her mother's clinic in the 50s, 60s. They ran her wherever it was. They ran her to Mexico. Tell us about what you're doing now, and there's other countries that are interested in having you lead this charge. Address that.
You bet. Government of China, building us a clinic in northern China. We're going to start out with diabetes because they have a serious diabetes problem. They have 100 million diabetics in China.
Wow.
And I recently read a Harvard study that said there's 400 million pre-diabetics, which means they don't have diabetes right now, but they will soon. That's a half a billion
Let me pause right there, Howard. Why so much in China? The rice? I mean, I don't know. What? Their diet?
It's not rice. No, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which is the kind that that 95% of diabetes is. Type 2 diabetes is not a sugar problem. It is a cholesterol problem. And so as China gets more affluent and more able to afford food, they are doing their utmost to get away from what they consider peasant food or vegetarian food and more into animal-based food. And animal-based food is the only place you can eat cholesterol. It's the only place you can ingest cholesterol is animal-based food. The more animal-based food you have, meat and eggs and dairy and chicken and fish, the more of that you have, the more cholesterol you will have in your body. You will get into your body the bad cholesterol, the low-density lipoproteins. And so, and that's the problem with diabetes. You get rid of that fat metabolism problem, and the diabetes just plain disappears. Just goes away in a matter of 3 to 6 weeks. We're not talking.
Wow.
We're not talking a 16-year program. We're talking about 3 to 6 weeks.
So if you're talking, somebody's listening now, and they can't go to China to do this or what have you. Just give some recommendations, some basics of the Gerson therapy that they need to be aware of. Obviously, you mentioned salt. You mentioned coffee enemas. How to change their diet. What are some things they should start looking for?
Okay, the easiest thing to start is change their meal plan. Okay, so instead of animal protein, which comes along with a tremendous amount of animal fat, which is where you're getting cholesterol. Instead of animal protein on their table, they should have a vegan lifestyle if they possibly can. Vegan, which means no animal protein at all. Like me, I eat no animal protein at all. I'm 76, and I'm in the best health of my life, not the worst. And that's something very few American men can say at this age.
What about juicing? Celery juicing to cleanse your liver, or what are some things
right.
that you can stay on top of the liver?
Right. We don't juice celery too high in sodium. Okay. What we do is for a person who's seriously ill and wants to recover very quickly, we have 10 to 15 organic, fresh pressed juices, fruit and vegetable juices every day. Every day. Let's say 12 or 13, right? Fresh organic juices. So you start out with a traditional orange juice in the morning, but then you have apple carrot juice, and you have greens and apple juice all day long, every hour on the hour. And what that does is it gets tremendous amount of micronutrients into you in a way that you could never do if you were trying to eat them, because that's the result of about 15 pounds of fresh organic material every day that you're getting by the juices. And it's tremendously important that you get those phytonutrients, those micronutrients, into your body so that your body can use those as fuel for healing. That's exactly what we do.
You mentioned organic over and over again.
Yes.
Obviously, it sounds pretty important as compared to regular type produce with the pests. How important is it organic? I mean, it obviously costs more, but you know, cancer is expensive too. So how important
absolutely
is the
absolutely essential. Absolutely essential, because our food production has been so badly denatured and poisoned over the years that conventional produce is absolutely impossible to heal with. So you have GMOs. You have GMOs, and the GMOs, you've tinkered with the genetics of the GMOs. And why do you tinker with the genetics? So you can spray more glyphosate, which is Roundup on it, and that itself leaves residue that is highly toxic, that is considered by the World Health Organization as a carcinogen, is Roundup. And then on top of that, you have artificial fertilizers and artificial pesticides, and then they ship it from, you know, far, far away and let it ripen in, or not ripen, but ridden in a boxcar somewhere. But that's not the way that our bodies were built to get our nutrition. Our bodies were built to get nutrition by pulling up a carrot out of the ground and eating it. And that's the closer you can get to that, the better success you're going to have. And organic means we don't put pesticides on. We don't artificially fertilize things. We don't put them in a gas-filled boxcar to ripen. We get it from the local farmer, from the local farmer's market, from the organic sources, and that's the way that God made those things, and that's the way we have co-evolved over the millennia of how to use those and how to nourish ourselves from that. And our bodies need
Howard,
that.
We got about a minute left, maybe less. I want to read. I got an email here while on the show. Let me read this to you, and it's a compliment. Howard was wonderful, or is wonderful, on your show. It is rare that anyone talks about the truth of how the detox. Please have him on again. This is the best I've ever heard on any radio show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Steve.
Wow,
that's very nice.
Wow, thank you very much, Dan.
GersonMedia.com.
Well, thank you for everybody who's listening too.
Yes, GersonMedia.com. You can get the books or those kind of things. MaxGersonFoundation.org. More information. Howard Strauss, absolute pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to having you on again.
I look forward to it too. Thank you very much, Dan.
God bless you. Wow, Joel Skousen coming up. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.